When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Let's talk to the mayor of Naperville, because we've been also mentioning that different suburbs and areas around Chicago towns and are trying to figure out, you know, hey, let's get creative. Let's try to make people comfortable. Let's try to help our small businesses as we go into phase three. And so Mayor Steve Chirico is with us. Hey, Steve, how are you?
Doing well, Anna. Yourself?
You know, not bad. I keep hearing that you've been trying to be really innovative and creative for the folks in your community, and you must be ready. Are you ready for an influx of Chicago people to head your way? Because you think that's going to happen?
You know, I think we are ready. I don't think we're going to see a lot of people coming in from outside the area, just because, you know, the capacity of what we're able to serve is so limited right now that I think just the local guests alone will probably fill up the reservations. But it's a beautiful day, and people are all welcome, and I hope that they all, you know, are respectful and obey the rules and enjoy themselves.
Yeah, so you have an executive order that you issued to try to allow for outdoor seating without a permit. I know the city is saying get your permits in. You need one still. But you're saying, hey, we're going to go ahead and jump over that rule, it sounds like.
Yeah, we did. We're just to expedite this for them. We're allowing them to set up tents and outdoor seating and provide us the plans and fill out the permits, and we'll get to that when we can get to it and make sure everything's safe. But we didn't want that to hamper them so that they could go ahead and get open here as quickly as possible. It's such a short window for everybody to plan and get prepared and get all these safety protocols in place that they just didn't have time to. You know, nobody has time, and the city doesn't have the inspectors to get out there and inspect everything all within 1 or 2 days. So it's we're going to play a little catch up here, but in the meantime, we want them to get open and start to you know, get back in business.
What are you hearing from the restaurant owners and the stores and retail and that kind of thing? This must be welcome news that they get to do this and open up. Generally, the sense is just what would you say? How are people feeling?
Well, I think it's relief. You know, it has been so difficult for these retailers, the merchants, and for the businesses, the restaurants during these past few months, and so many of them won't open up ever. I mean, I was told yesterday by a group of downtown merchants, the associations, that we're looking at possibly as many as 40%, you know, not reopening. So this is really important to be able to have any chance of saving the rest of these businesses that they're allowed to be in business. Mm-hmm. And so they're very excited. There's a great vibe in the air, you know, in the town right now. I'm standing in my office looking out at the Riverwalk, and people are out there. They're smiling, you know, and I feel like everybody's just really ready to move forward.
It's a new day. It does feel that way. And the people who are comfortable can go out and do that. And the people who just aren't yet, I understand that. I understand that feeling as well. Are you going to go out? Are you going to go out and sit at a restaurant?
Yeah.
And,
mm-hmm. Yeah, we are. We're going to go out this evening. And we will, of course, we're in the high risk. My wife and I are in the high risk category, so you know, we have to be careful too. Yeah. But certainly, we will, you know, lead by good example of, you know, being safe.
You know, I saw a couple of mayors interviewed just around the Chicago area. Elmhurst comes to mind. They were thinking about even shutting down one street to try to put more tables out there, allow the restaurants to have that kind of thing. And maybe even businesses could put some of their racks out there and sell stuff. And I also saw some are allowing parking lots to be used for additional space for seating and selling and things like that. Are you guys doing anything like that? Or are you still thinking through plans for the future about how to help even more?
We are. No, we're doing all of that, actually. Our main street in downtown Naperville is called Jefferson Street, and so that block will be closed off Friday, Saturday, and Sunday evenings for just restaurant, and merchants will be able to use it as well, putting their wares out there. We're allowing some of our surface parking lots to be converted into, you know, tented and seated areas. Some of the sidewalks where there's adequate passage for wheelchairs and things like that, we'll allow some table settings to be put place there. And then on private property, you know, where people or businesses are able to, you know, take over some of the parking spaces or some of the grassy areas and put up some temporary seating. So we're just really trying to be open to all of the ideas of, you know, whatever you need to do to get some seating capacity so that you can start to, you know, otherwise most of these businesses had either very little or no outdoor seating. And so phase three wouldn't have helped them at all. So we just really had to figure out a way to allow them to get back in business.
Yeah. It sounds right, and I appreciate you sharing everything that's going on there. A busy weekend there, I'm sure, and I hope everything goes well out there in Naperville.
Thank you. We're looking forward to it, and I hope that our community showcases that they're good listeners and that they'll all be responsible about this.
Yeah. Okay. And good luck you two and your wife getting out, too. Have fun out there.
All right. Thanks so much.
Mayor Steve Tirico from Naperville.